Just a note, or a friendly reminder before we get started today. It is never my heart to trigger or bring up topics that would be heavy or hard for you to hear. However, these are real life stories that sometimes can get really messy. So, listen with caution, but I hope that you are inspired and encouraged to know that you are not alone and that your story matters. Here we go. On today's show, we have Antoinette Logan. She's a multifaceted media professional and international author. Based out of Atlanta and Chicago, she has worked her way up in the branding and marketing field. From the bottom to the top, as a personal assistant and brand ambassador, external to internal employee, to being the creator of the full service account management company, the Altered Image Agency, also known as AIM, A-I-M, and the founder of the nonprofit Bonded by Birth. Ms. Logan worked as a brand sales rep for many years before launching her own agency. However, she started her first brands in the finance and cosmetology industries before creating her first entertainment media company. She worked as a freelance blogger before transitioning into being an on-air radio personality and media correspondent. For a period of time, Miss Logan decided to focus on her own passion for entertainment and became a successful recording artist and traveled working event coverage and opening for major artists. At this time, her brand's popularity grew, opening the door for work in front of the camera as well as behind the scenes, which allowed her to network and transition into branding for corporate companies. Soon after, inspired by her own childhood abuse and relationships within her own dysfunctional family, Antoinette completed her certification to become a life coach, expert with focus on trauma, after she began her nonprofit, Bonded by Birth, that advocates for children and parents with fractured relationships. She is also supportive of varied causes behind her own adversities and experiences with PCOS, domestic violence, mental health awareness, sexual abuse, and child abuse. While building her own micro enterprises, Miss Logan was also working closely with big box brands and took her experiences to create AIM Agency, her company that offers account and project management that focuses on brand development and lead generation strategies to offer smaller companies top branding. Miss Logan has authored two books entitled Cutting the Cost in Business and most recently It Starts with I, affirmation self-help book, to inspire others to use her exact affirmations to create their own to improve their lives in areas of self-love, mindset, growth, wealth, money, and business. Miss Logan has had many accomplishments in branding, public relations, producing of digital media, and much more, which makes it an easy to see why anyone can ask Miss Logan anything. She is your information highway to destination elevation. Would you help me welcome on today's show, Antoinette Logan? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Keeping It Real with Amber. I'm your host, Amber McCutcheon. And on today's episode, we have Antoinette Logan. I'm so excited to have her here, to have a conversation with her. She's passionate about many things that you've heard about already in her bio, but let's hear from her firsthand. Antoinette, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to share your passions and some of your story with our listeners today.
Thank you so much, Amber, for having me. I'm honored to be here with you today.
So, Antoinette, I know that you have a list of things that you are passionate about. It's not just this one thing that you're all in. You have a nonprofit that you started. Let's start there. What is that called?
Bonded by Birth. We're an advocate for parents and children dealing with ruptured relationships due to the separation or disconnection from one another.
Okay. We see that a lot in our communities around the nation for sure and around the world as well. That's amazing. What kind of motivated you to start your nonprofit?
Well, unfortunately, I myself was separated from both of my parents early on in life, I learned in my late 30s, or not late 30s, I learned in my 30s that my mom gave me to her friend when I was either 2 days or 2 weeks old. I grew up, knowing them as my godparents. Yeah. So I didn't actually know that that was the case, but I do know that my entire life of being around my parents when I was, the relationships were very, very strained. There was no real bond. Mm-hmm. Even though me as the child was trying to create that bond and seeking the love and things like that, it wasn't there. So to learn that at 30, that I was disconnected from them at such an early age, now it's the light bulb came on, like, I understand why I didn't have that type of connection with them, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I've also been separated from my own child, my only child. So that is the real reason that I started Bonded by Birth, because I hate to say it, but my history became his story, my son, that is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know that oftentimes our passion comes from our pain. And I hear that even as you're sharing your story, you know, that's where the story kind of behind the nonprofit that I do, HOPE, you know, stands for Healing Our Past Experiences. I work with survivors of sexual abuse, misuse, and trauma. And it's one of those things that, like, I find it interesting, the very things that were meant to destroy our life, sometimes we can see good come out of it. Mm-hmm. And when we see good come out of it, it actually helps us heal. And then in turn, we're able to turn around and help others heal, because we kind of pave the pathway before, you know, we're a little bit farther along on that healing journey. And so how is it that you help families then through your nonprofit?
It's really literally support, being that open door, that conversation, that other perspective, that positive perspective. Our slogan is finding positivity from pain. So we don't not acknowledge the pain. We acknowledge it a great deal. We don't put those labels in terms on you. You know, for me, I hated the fact that, you know, when I was grieving, not being able to be with my child, people would be like, you're depressed and you're this and you're that. It's like, no, I'm not freaking I don't know if you guys curse, so I'm sorry.
You're fine. Like,
no, I'm not freaking depressed. If you leave your house and you come back to your house and there's a bear, a dog, a tiger, any type of animal, and that animal is standing next to the bush by your front door, and all that animal knows is it left its babies right there, and then it came back and the baby's not there no more, but you are. What is that animal going to do to you?
Right.
It's going to attack you, right?
Absolutely.
Because it's looking for its babies. So me grieving the separation of my child, me grieving separation from my parents, is not me being depressed. It's not me being crazy. It's not me being all these terms and labels they want to put on us. It's me being a human in my natural state, because it's a bond that was made through my body. That's really where we're coming from on the support side, to say that we completely understand, we know exactly where you're coming from, because we've walked this walk. We're not just some counselors and therapists that went to school and read a book and was told if they do this, it means that. Not knocking therapists, not knocking counselors.
Not at all, girl. I hear you. You understand differently when you've been through it yourself.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I get that. I can relate to that in a lot of the lives that we partner with through our nonprofit, you know, and people like you just, we're often not what others expect, if that makes sense. And it's because perhaps they've tried traditional counseling. And again, I'm not knocking it, because there's a time and place for it. And it's great to partner as far as resources, because there's tools that they can get. But sometimes you just need to know that you're not crazy and somebody else gets it.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, a lot of people don't understand how important it is to feel heard and understood. Mm-hmm. Like, you can go crazy by people not understanding what you're trying to convey. Like, have you seen a kid or a person that may have some form of a communication barrier, and they're trying to explain something to you a million, and they're saying the same thing over and over and over. You're not getting it, and the frustration is building to the point that they're either getting loud or yelling and looking like they're mad, but they're not mad. It's just like, I need you to understand me.
Yes,
I need you to hear me.
They are desperate to be understood.
Yes.
Yes. I do. I've seen that. Very I know good. That, you know, and I think that others, you know, when they mean well, you know, when they rally around and they'll, oh my goodness, sometimes they have their advice that they want to give, and it's well-meaning advice, you know, like you'll never have more given to you than what you can handle. And oh my gosh. But, we're not going to even go down that road today, but anyway, it's it's been a week, and I don't know that I could go there and keep it together right now, but just keeping it real in that aspect. But you know, I think that it's important that, you know, I said to you prior to us recording that, you know, we're everyday people, you know, and everyday people can be world changers. And some people, they think it's going to be this big, extravagant thing that's going to change the world. But I honestly believe, Antoine, I think it's one person at a time. It starts with us, and us being willing to do the work, to heal, to overcome, to partner with others, you know, and it's in that process of all of that, that then the next person starts healing and feeling understood and empowered, because you're not alone. And then it keeps going forth in that part. And that, you know, it may not seem like it's changing the world at the time, but like, our stories matter. Everybody's stories matter. And so oftentimes I think, you know, people stay silent out of shame, out of guilt, and out of fear of being not understood, fear of rejection, all of those things. And so a lot of the things that you and I both, seem to deal with on the daily, you know, overlap in those kind of areas. For sure, for sure.
Well, look, it's funny that you say it starts with us, because the book that I just ended my tour with not too long ago is It Starts With I.
Oh my goodness, and I did not even know that.
Yes.
Well, give us some more information on that.
Well, It Starts With I affirmations book are affirmations that are focused on self-love, mindset, business, wealth, money, and growth. And those are the main areas that I knew people needed to focus on to see some real positive change in their entire life, not just one area. Mm-hmm. The funny thing is, when you say us, before it can be a us, it has to be an I. So absolutely. All of that are focusing on the betterment of ourselves. Collectively, we are changing the world because we are becoming better individuals all at once.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense to you.
It does.
Yeah, and I sitting here listening to you, I'm like, wow, she's exactly where I'm at. So I have a new book coming that is also It Starts With I. But this time we're focusing on the I being the intention. Because we want live intentional lives. We want to live our lives the way we actually deserve and desire. And there is a way to do that.
Okay. I'm very much interested in that. I know that, you know, I speak on, like, I talk about the I am, the power of what the words I am. And it goes like the two most powerful words, because what follows that shapes our reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so what is it that I'm saying to myself, you know, and that's something that I've included, with helping overcome our past experiences of just hurts for so many, because we're led to believe a whole lot of false beliefs about ourselves through decisions that we've made, but through things that have been done to us that were out of our control. You know, I felt for a long time that I was damaged goods. My dad molested me starting at a very early age in life. I was 2 years old and had remembrance of that, and went on for several years. And so through his action of objectifying me and utilizing me, I felt like damaged goods. I felt broken beyond repair. And, you know, and so as you raise up and you're growing through life, you make decisions based out of brokenness. And it's not until you stop and you're able to reflect and you're able to regroup and be like, I don't have to be defined by the things that I've done or even the things that have been done to me. Like, I can choose differently and I can choose to heal. And so bringing that truth into my life that I'm not damaged goods, that I'm loved and that I'm valued, that I'm able to make a difference in the world, you know? Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to look up your book and I'll put that in the notes for the podcast so everybody can make it easy for them as well.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Antoinette, what do you like to talk about most with others when you sit down and have conversations?
Well, I guess it depends on the group that I'm sitting with. I am a person that really loves to bring value to every room or conversation I'm in. Okay. And, you know, if I'm not bringing you value, then I'm probably not talking.
Right.
I speak when I need to, you know, and sometimes right. we don't need to. Sometimes your silence is the value.
Absolutely. That's wisdom right there. I don't think a lot of people know how to sit in silence without it being super awkward, but it's just being present sometimes in somebody's life, being there for them and not having to say anything at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can be a huge value. Well, let's just talk as if we're sitting on the couch next to each other, although I know we're in different time zones today. And tell me a little bit about your story. I know that our stories have a lot of similarities. You know, when I was reading your bio and things, you know, you talked about some childhood abuse and things like that. And did that filter into like who you are today and how you operate when it comes to your business or your nonprofit?
Yes. So I guess, how do I say that? In a nutshell, everything that we experience plays a role in who we are and who we become to some right. degree. So a lot of those things definitely shaped how I deal with people, how I trust people, you know, how social I am or aren't. It does. It plays a role, major role, I would say.
You mentioned trust, and I think that anybody who has experienced betrayal always has trust issues, you know, and so we don't just give it as freely the more that we've been hurt, maybe. And so I'm with you. I kind of assess the room before I start talking, knowing my audience. Who am I talking to? You know, is it needed for me to talk in that aspect? But tell me more about your business. It's called AIM, correct?
Yes. So the AIM agency, we are a creative agency that focuses on brand development and lead generation strategies. We take our clients from idea to brand to business, business to elevation and profit, pretty much meeting them exactly where they are to help them achieve their next level business goals.
Okay. How did you get into that?
Well, so we have to go all the way back to
that's all right.
My mother, her job was in sales, and okay. before there was a thing where we call it branding, you know, right. it was like they were called sales reps over brand ambassadors and things of that nature. Yeah. So, watching her and being a part of her different events, because she would hire me, my little cousins and friends or whatever to do little odd jobs to help with what she was doing. Mm-hmm. That I think that was very the foundation of like, I like this. And brands have to look a certain way. It has to right. be positioned like this. You have to see the name clearly and da 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 da. So that was really where it started. But over time, I had created several different businesses before entering the entertainment industry. And once I became a professional recording and performing artist, that's where the branding got really real for me. I was receiving opportunities to represent other companies. When I was working with clients after my time in music, I did some management and things like that. So that whole branding life kind of came full circle during that time. After leaving the entertainment industry as a profession, I took some time and I was doing the whole publicist and management thing and all that. And what happened with that company, I have built up this reputation as being like the free chick, the chick mm-hmm. you can come to and get these services and they don't pay.
Right.
And that went to the ground. I right. literally became homeless from people not paying.
Yeah.
And that was really my source of income. So I took a hiatus from that and rebuilt myself. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go and do corporate branding because my checks are never late when I deal with big companies. And right. I was all about the little people and the up and comers and the underdogs and, mm-hmm. you know, but they weren't doing me right.
Right.
So I went on.
They didn't
the
see your value.
World. Yep. And the corporate branding was a world of opportunities and like a dream come true. It helped me build my resume. It helped me build relationships with people in position to keep hiring me over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I mean, like I've worked inside of the Facebook office in Chicago with Facebook and Instagram. Like I was paid to learn things about the same companies that I need to use to build my brand. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
So yeah.
It was awesome. I've had some amazing experiences. I've worked with all sorts of companies, Facebook, Instagram, Google, Snapchat, Sprint, T-Mobile, Metro PCS, Macy's, Tom Ford, Kenneth Cole. I mean, like I have a very extensive resume, but that was a great time. And that was the real reason that I wanted to start my own agency because I had done all these different jobs over time that one business needs to be successful. So I said, you know what? I'm going to put it all together and put it under one house. And I'm going to help these small businesses compete with their biggest competitors. Because when I'm in the room working with my clients and I'm like, okay, Google here, Yahoo here, Facebook here, Instagram, you get what I'm saying? And I'm like, their biggest competitors are here, but where are the little guys that could compete with these big companies, meaning that are offering similar services? Well, they weren't in the room because they didn't have consistent and cohesive branding. They didn't get it. They didn't understand what simple stuff they needed to have in place to be able to stand next to those companies and look efficient and be able to walk the walk and talk the talk. So that's why we created it.
So cool. I love that. So it's really, now you're kind of going back to helping the underdogs, but now it brings a paycheck.
Yep. Yep.
I like it. I like it very much. So. All right. Well, Antoinette,
I've redid my entire business model because of my experience. Now it's kind of like Walmart or Amazon. You see the item you want, you pay for it, and then the service begins.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I love just your passion for so much, and it just aligns with many hearts I've had here on Keeping It Real with Amber. And I think that, you know, through sharing our stories, we're able to encourage and inspire others to, like, for you, you know, I'm listening to you and how you have utilized your gifts in so many different capacities. And sometimes, like, you were undervalued. I think that's relatable for some. And then, you know, taking a step back and understanding that you have more value and how can you get your worth in where you're at, but also, you know, using your personal pain to be able to be a voice, and not only a voice, partnering with others in that to let them know that they're not alone and that you understand and that you can build community even out of the things that maybe are the hardest things in life. You know, I deal with a lot of families who don't have their kids or who have given, you know, relinquished their. And there is a grieving process. And I love the way that I'm going to go back to the beginning when we started, you talked about that grieving process and not just taking on any old label that everybody wanted to slap on you, but like understanding that the loss of anything, you know, you need a time of grief. And the thing about grief is it comes in waves. It doesn't just happen and it's done. You know, there's going to be certain seasons in your life where grief may pop its ugly head again. You know, a certain holidays or birthdays or just different things. And so I think giving ourselves permission sometimes, which sounds kind of silly to some, but like literally, like it's okay to not be okay for a day. Like it's okay to just kind of take a break and be like, you know what? I'm not up for that today. and understanding the why. You know what? I'm still struggling. I'm still sad. I'm experiencing that loss. You know, for me, as a girl who grew up with a dad who just took my innocence at a really early age, I had to grieve my loss of my childhood, but I also had to grieve the loss of who I thought my dad should have been. Mm-hmm. You know, the father figure that I needed him to be that he never was. And so I think that, you know, just even on today's episode, that we can cover a lot of land, so to speak, when we're speaking to others who are grieving. And so my thing I'm going to end it with here is that, you know, it's okay to grieve, but just don't stay in it. Like, look for some joy, look for some others that, you know, give yourself time, but you can't just stay there and wallow in it, because it will consume you. It will take your days. It will take your nights. So look to also see what brings you joy in life. What are you passionate about? And are you pursuing your passions, or are you just surviving in life and what you do? Antoinette, you want to end it or bring anything else before we end?
The only other thing that I would add to that is to always, always, always focus on who you are at your core. Tap yes. into your eye power and let your eye perspective guide you to the life that you want and deserve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said. Thank you so much, Antoinette, for being on today's show. And I am so excited for your next book. And I'll be checking out the one that you already had. It says, It Starts With I. And we'll put that in the show notes for you. Until next time, thank you all for joining us.
I really hope you have been encouraged by Antoinette and her sharing her many passions and a little bit of her story today. As we bring this episode to a close, I really want to reflect and challenge you with the two most powerful words, I am. For what you put behind them after those two words shape your reality. So how are you speaking to yourself? Are you speaking death? Are you putting negatives after those two words? Or are you speaking life and encouragement? Because how you see yourself really most definitely will impact how you see others around you. So that would be the challenge this week, is maybe you need to change some of those I am statements that you've been making that are not really truthful. They're probably false beliefs that have been brought to you by others' actions or words, but those things do not have to define you. So I would encourage you to find your identity in Christ. I would encourage you to find your identity in His truth and in His word. And perhaps you're not a believer and you believe in positive things. I will positively tell you that your words matter. And you would agree with that as well. We can find some common ground in that. So until next time, take care, speak life, speak truth, and be the change that you want for your life and for others.
Just a reminder, if you have questions for us or would like to leave some feedback, you can go to anchor.fm/keepingreal with Amber. Your questions would be answered on a future podcast. We're going to do those every so often so that we can make sure that your voice is heard and that you know that you matter. Talk to y'all soon.